Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
All right, so my name's Alex Barthet. I'm a board-certified construction attorney. I work with my father. We have 10 lawyers in downtown Miami. All we do is construction. We help construction companies deal with contracts, liens, bonds, collections. But today, we're going to talk about insurance. To the extent you are in construction, you should hire an insurance agent that specializes in construction. If you are in any other business, you should hire an agent that specializes in that business. Just like if you hire a lawyer, you should hire a lawyer that specializes in your industry. The rules and laws are such that not having a specialist help you is a detriment. So, if you all need insurance, make sure you hire someone that can help you that in your industry. You need to manage your risk with insurance. So the first thing is, do you have the proper coverages in your policy? What is the minimum coverage that you need to feel secure? And your agent is the one that's going to be able to help you with this. You need to also consider about other ways to transfer risk. So one of the ways in construction that folks transfer risk all the time is to hire someone else to do the work, right? So if you're a general contractor, you hire a subcontractor. If you're a subcontractor, you will hire a sub-subcontractor for certain scopes of the work. In the course of negotiating and executing those contracts, you want to pass the risk that you have to take, either some or all of it, down to people further down the chain. The same is true in other businesses. To the extent you hire vendors or service providers, understand that you can pass some of your risk down to them in the contracts that you hire, in the contracts that you sign. So specifically, there's indemnity provisions. Provisions in the contract that say, If I hire you and you are the reason something goes wrong, you need to take care of the problem and you need to defend me to the extent that it drags me into it.
This episode is brought to you by the Construction Lawyers Alliance, a network of the top construction lawyers from around the country. At ConstructionLawyersAlliance.com, you can search construction law topics in nearly every state. Visit ConstructionLawyersAlliance.com to find the construction law answers you are looking for and a seasoned construction lawyer that can assist you.
You need to get certificates of insurance from everybody that works with or through you as an independent. So if you subcontract out any work, you should get a certificate of insurance that says that they have insurance. But in addition, you want to make sure that you get something called an additional insured endorsement. And an additional insured endorsement says that not only do I have insurance, that's what the COI does, but the additional insured status gives you the right to make a claim on their policy as if it was your policy. So it's like you have two insurance policies, the one that you paid for and the one that your subcontractor got that made you an additional insured on it. Now, sometimes you'll see in your certificate of insurance that you are an additional insured. Just know that the way that works legally can be tricky. If you have a written contract that requires that you are an additional insured under his policy, then having a certificate that says that may be enough. But if you have a handshake agreement, or if it's a third party, right? So if I'm the owner of a piece of property and I hire a general contractor and the general contractor hires a plumber, I don't have a contract with the plumber. So if I want to make a claim against that plumber's policy, I need that plumber to give me an additional insured endorsement. It's a piece of paper beyond just the certificate of insurance. So remember the distinction between a certificate of insurance and additional insured status. And one of the things that I'll tell you, and maybe this comes as a shock to you, but there are some insurance certificates that aren't real. I know it's amazing. So someone hands you a certificate of insurance and you find out, wait a second, when it comes time to make a claim, they don't have any insurance. So a tip that you should use is if someone gives you a certificate of insurance, you should call the agent that's on it and confirm the policy. We had a client who got a certificate of insurance, picked up the phone, called the agent. The agent said, yeah, we issued a policy. And then a week later, after we gave him, 15 certificates of insurance, he canceled the policy and we gave him a refund. So that's a problem. Now you have a certificate that doesn't have any value. And you should avoid shopping solely on price. And the reason is that unless you have a very good relationship with your agent, you need to be careful that your agent isn't giving you a policy that has very little coverage, and it just because it has so little coverage, that's why it's cheaper. Where we saw that was clients who would get certificates of, or who would get insurance policies in construction, and they would do commercial and residential work, and then they would get a policy that was pretty cheap, but it had what's called a residential exclusion. So every job they did that was residential, they had no coverage. And they didn't know that, but the agent was able to get the and bind the policy because he convinced them that he was the cheapest price. So just be aware that when you are comparing prices for insurance, that you need to have an analysis of all the policies to make sure it's an apples to apples comparison.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to the LeanZone.com.